From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S.-backed alliance of rebel groups known as the Syrian Democratic Forces has launched an operation to retake the northern Syrian city of Raqqa, known as the de facto capital of Islamic State. It coincides with the ongoing assault to liberate the IS-held Iraqi city of Mosul. The ground operation involving Arabic and Kurdish forces will be backed by U.S. airstrikes. U.S. Anti-IS Coalition Special Envoy Brett McGurk said the vanguard of SDF forces entering the city will be ethnic Arabs.
We want a force that ultimately liberates Raqqa that is primarily from the local area, Arabs from the area. And so we have trained many of these fighters, and that force will continue to grow as we get to the subsequent phases of the campaign.
U.S. defense officials indicate the Raqqa campaign would overlap with the assault on Mosul. That makes sense to Syria analyst David Lesh of Trinity University.
Militarily, it makes sense to basically launch a pincer movement on the Islamic State from the east and the west, and the east in Mosul and the west, of course, in Raqqa. And this also, militarily speaking, I think prevents those in Mosul from escaping across the border into Syria, as well as those in Raqqa and Syria coming to the aid of fellow Islamic State fighters in Mosul.
The U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford met Sunday with his Turkish counterpart for talks on the new offensive. Ankara views the Syrian Kurdish fighting force, known as the People's Protection Units, as a terrorist organization. In Somalia, fighting erupted Sunday between the forces of two semi-autonomous regions, undermining a week-old ceasefire and leaving at least 19 dead. The violence occurred in the disputed town of Gokayo, which straddles the border between Puntland and Galmudug. Dozens have been wounded. Speaking to VOA Somali, Gokayo and Puntland officials accuse each other of starting the conflict.